Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like one minute you're on top of the world, and the next you're hitting an emotional wall? Well, let me tell you, you're not alone. In this crazy, fast-paced world, it's easy to get swept up in a whirlwind of feelings. But what if I told you there's a way to actually gain control over those emotions? To turn from reactive to resilient? That's what we're diving into today on The Stoic Life. How to build that calm confidence by developing emotional awareness and regulation. Think of it like this. Our emotions are like waves crashing on the shore. Sometimes they're gentle ripples, sometimes they're powerful tsunamis. The goal isn't to eliminate those waves. Life is meant to be full of ups and downs. It's about learning how to surf them effectively. To understand when a wave is coming, to prepare for its impact, and to ride it out without getting swept away. So how do we become better surfers? Let's break down 5 key takeaways. First, recognize your emotional triggers. You know those situations that always seem to set you off. Maybe it's a crowded room, a difficult conversation, or even just hearing a certain song. Pay attention to what consistently throws you off balance. Once you identify those triggers, you can start to anticipate them and develop strategies for managing your response. Think of it like pre-planning your route on a road trip, knowing the potential traffic jams and detours before, unless you stay calm and collected even when things get bumpy. Second, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean sitting cross-legged chanting in a mountaintop retreat, although that can be awesome too. It's simply about bringing your full attention to the present moment. Notice your thoughts, your feelings, your physical sensations without judgment. When you're mindful, you become more aware of your emotions as they arise, allowing you to respond rather than react impulsively. Third, challenge your negative thoughts. We all have those inner voices that can be pretty harsh at times. But remember, thoughts are just thoughts, they're not facts. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? What would I say to a friend who was having this thought? By questioning your negative thoughts, you can start to shift your perspective and cultivate a more positive mindset. Fourth, find healthy outlets for your emotions. We all need ways to express and release our feelings, whether that's through exercise, journaling, creative pursuits, or simply talking to someone you trust. Bottling up your emotions can lead to stress, anxiety, and even physical health problems. Find what works for you and make time for it regularly. Finally, remember that progress takes time. Developing emotional awareness and regulation is a lifelong journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your successes, and learn from your setbacks. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this: it's a Monday morning, you're running late for work, your coffee spilled all over your new shirt, and traffic is at a standstill. You're starting to feel that familiar knot of anxiety in your chest, right? That feeling like you're about to explode. But hold on a minute. Remember what we talked about. You know your trigger stressful mornings lead to anxiety. So instead of getting sucked into the spiral of negativity, take a deep breath. Focus on your senses. The smell of coffee in the air, the feeling of the steering wheel in your hands, the sound of birds chirping outside. Remind yourself that this is just a temporary situation, it won't last forever. Take another deep breath and shift your focus to something positive. Maybe you'll have an amazing meeting at work or catch up with a friend later. By practicing mindfulness and challenging those negative thoughts, you can turn a potentially disastrous Monday into a manageable day. Remember, friends, building emotional resilience isn't about becoming emotionless robots, it's about learning to navigate the waves of life with grace and composure. It's about developing that calm confidence that comes from knowing yourself, understanding your triggers, and having the tools to manage your emotions effectively. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing these techniques today. Share this episode with a friend who could use a little stoic wisdom. And don't forget to leave us a review, let us know how we're doing, and what topics you want to hear about next. Until next time, keep calm, stay curious, and keep building that stoic life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.